11% of Utah public schools got an A this year. 45% got a B, 30% got a C, 10% got a D, and 4% of Utah schools got an F. A map posted on KUER's website shows a correlation between higher-performing schools and areas that draw residents with higher incomes. GOP State Senator Steve Urquhart says the new system is an opportunity for schools in less affluent areas to get the attention they need.
Active parents, they squawk, and by squawking and by being powerful, they typically get what they want. And so that means that the more affluent schools get the better administrators and the better teachers by and large, and the ones that aren't as gifted, they get shuttled around until they hit a school where the parents don't complain as much or aren't as powerful to make changes.
But that's not how Salt Lake City Superintendent Dr. Mikkel Withers would characterize the new data. Speaking on behalf of school superintendents in Utah, Withers says no single letter grade can accurately portray the complex issues surrounding individual schools.
Our teachers understand that good data is critical for their success. But when data is misused to criticize their work, then what do you have? You don't have a system that helps kids, nor does it attract great teachers to the profession.
A number of education groups oppose the new system, born out of Senate Bill 271. The legislation narrowly passed the 2013 legislative session. School grades are based on a combination of student growth and student performance on Criterion Reference Tests, or CRTs, in language arts, math, and science, given in the spring of each year. High schools are also judged on graduation rates. Schools that didn't have enough non-proficient students take the CRTs were given a grade of F regardless of student performance or growth. Whitney Evans, KUER News.